It's not the crumpled up dollar bills I'm giving her. It's we really had a connection. This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking. Let's say you're in a bad part of Memphis. Called Memphis. And you're in a sketchy area, so you have to call an Uber because you need a ride.
Okay.
Three Ubers show up at the same time. One driven by Justin Timberlake, one driven by Britney Spears, one driven by Tiger Woods.
All problematic drivers.
What do you choose? What do you do?
My heart wants to go with Britney Spears, but I think my head is going to go to, I don't know. Tiger Woods is going to crash. Britney Spears.
He's crashed like three of them in the last 10 years.
Yeah, and then Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake will just be annoying. So probably Justin Timberlake.
Which one is cheapest?
Ooh.
That would be Jim's choice.
I don't care how dangerous you are, but if you're $2 less than the other guy.
Britney Spears, I feel like you'd just be like, man, she's cuckoo. And then Justin Timberlake, I feel like would be like, yeah, did you see my new single? Or like he'd be...
Right, after seeing the... his DUI video.
Yeah. He'd be a threat to tolerance.
I mean, he was he was kind of a... Yeah. I can't say any of the words I was going to say.
Capital D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I guess, bag.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe because he learned his lesson, Timberlake would be a good driver, and he would be extra on alert to, I'm not going to do anything wrong. So.
Yeah.
All right. Safest trip, maybe Timberlake. Most fun trip. No?
Oh.
No.
There's an actual answer?
The actual answer is, choosing between Justin Timberlake or Britney Spears or Tiger Woods as your Uber driver, your choice is to walk.
Okay. All right.
The correct answer is walk.
I don't know if I want to walk in Memphis.
That's true.
I know they have a song.
There's
but
a song
I don't
walking
know if
in
I
Memphis.
Want to do that anymore.
But the guy who wrote the song Walking in Memphis was shot in
Memphis.
Head.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so what are we doing here, folks?
They shot me in Memphis.
I'm sorry.
With my feet 10 feet off the BU.
I'm going off, off the boards. My answer is I'm huddling behind something.
I'm catching a flight out of there.
Yeah, wait until daybreak and maybe a nice bus will come by. Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
I don't know if you checked recently, but gas has gone up 20 cents in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Overnight, 20 cents more for a gallon of gas.
Wow.
That means anybody that was stuck on 65 because J.D. Vance had to go play golf. It costs you about $8 to sit in traffic.
Yeah. Man, brutal.
Yeah.
So everybody's talking about the helicopters above Kid Rock's mansion in North Nashville. He posted it on social media, which has got a lot of people talking. It turns out they were Apache attack helicopters from Fort Campbell that were floating above his pool that overlooks downtown Nashville from, I think, the Whites Creek area.
Right.
In which they were, hovering just over his house and, basically looked like they're kind of giving him a hey, what's up?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
And they stayed there for 3 or 4 minutes, apparently. Jeez. And I guess now Fort Campbell is looking into whether they violated any, flight regulations or policies by just... I mean, obviously, it's not part of the mission.
Right.
It's like a joyride.
Right.
Yeah.
Today, we need you to go and hang out over Kid Rock's pool.
Yeah.
John Rich would like to see you tomorrow. Come on.
Right.
He has an infinity pool. It's
other
nice.
Politically connected celebrities to go give a attaboy to.
Can you imagine getting kicked out of the army because of that? Come on.
Yeah.
Just stop being stupid.
Yeah, right.
So, I don't know if you guys have ever seen these before. I hadn't, but they are Coke bottles with yellow caps on them.
Okay.
I've seen them, no idea what they mean.
So it's tomorrow starts Passover. It's like the Jewish holiday.
Right.
And it goes for a week. And in the Jewish culture, you can't have artificial things. And so Coke is made with high fructose corn syrup. It's one of its main ingredients. And so during this time, Coke takes it out and replaces it with cane sugar.
Ah.
So that...
fits
Jewish
all those
people.
Dietary
yes.
things.
So if you see a Coke with a yellow cap, that is like Passover approved. And all Cokes are kosher friendly year round, so
right.
they could consume
it's
that.
Just but Passover, not Passover friendly.
Yeah, which is really cool. Yeah. And I kind of wonder what it tastes like.
It tastes better. Right? Real sugar tastes better than
that
the corn
syrup.
That
is so true. It has to be more expensive.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Right.
Of course,
right.
it's pretty expensive anyway.
Yes.
True.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a 12 pack of Coke is like $12
yeah.
now, at least.
Yeah.
Used to be three a couple
yeah.
years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So some controversy going on. News outlets saying, hey, is this a breach of classified information? Is it putting troops in harm's way?
Mm.
When the stripper goes on Instagram and huh? says this.
Strip club next to like several military bases. And something I have noticed lately is all the military guys are coming in and they're spending all of their money. And they're just like, it's sad. Like they're like kind of depressed. And they're like just coming in like, oh yeah, we're going to have fun. Like we're getting, what is it called? Deployed?
So she's
oh
saying,
my, oh, okay. Hold on.
That she's learning about what's happening with our troops because they're coming into strip clubs and saying, yeah, I'm getting deployed. We're all going to be getting out to war soon.
Mm. Oh my gosh. And she didn't even know what the word was.
She didn't know.
What was it, deployed?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That reminds me, and I hate to bring this up because you guys are going to mock me for it, but in Grease 2, there's a guy who's trying to do the dirty with this girl. And so he's telling her, like, I'm going to get deployed. I'm about to go. I might die. This might be our last chance.
Oh, this is, yeah, the old
yeah.
standard. Like, I might die tomorrow, yeah. so why don't you do me now?
Yes, yes, yeah.
This is exactly, there's like a military journalist named Alex Hollings who uh-huh. responded to this stripper. And he said no disrespect to her because when he was a Marine,
yeah.
he may have spent some time there. But he kind of shed some light on what is actually being disclosed and how dangerous it is.
The exotic dancer who believes the young service member when he says, I'm shipping off to war next week, is no different than the young service member who believes an exotic dancer is actually into him. So it is the same shtick, just in the other direction.
It's not the crumpled up dollar bills I'm giving her. We really had a connection.
They're both working each other in different ways.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Totally. That's crazy.
Oh my God. That is such a reality
being
thing.
Deployed. How about a lap dance for $10 to $30?
We cut me a break. I might die tomorrow.
I might die for my country. Are you a patriot? Give me a lap dance.
Going back infinity years old, when I turned 18, I lived in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And some buddies of mine took me to a place called Les Girls, which was in Point Loma. And me and a couple of friends were the only people there that weren't sailors.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
They are a strong yeah. core of uh-huh. the exotic clubs.
Yeah, that's why you see all the strip clubs next to, military bases. Totally Hits 93.3. It is the Woody and Jim Show, and it is Gender Wars time. Brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way. Bonded, secured, insured, all that kind of stuff. I'll go to localtreefellers.com. For the ladies, we have April in Hendersonville. For the guys, we have Craig in Murfreesboro. Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Let's get to know you. Here's a warm-up question. April, what's the last thing you watched?
Supermarket Sweeps.
Oh, really?
No, are those classic episodes, or do they have a current
it's
version?
It's the classic ones on Roku.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love that show where you're doing the Supermarket Island, like Frankenstein comes yeah. after you.
Right? Or a giant carrot.
Yeah.
What about you, Craig? What's the last thing you watched?
All right, no judgment here, right?
Right.
No judgment. It's a judgment-free zone.
Okay. Me and my daughter, I'll blame it on her. Probably more for me, though. But yeah, we had to watch the Hannah Montana anniversary special.
Oh, yeah, the 20-year anniversary. Yes.
Yeah, that was very big.
Were you as disappointed as I was?
It was all right. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
It was not the best of both worlds.
It was not. It was really short, and they brought back, like, weird, irrelevant people. It just didn't hit.
I didn't understand why Chapel Rowan was on there.
I agree. So random.
Mm.
Yeah, they were chasing clout, bringing some celebrities in, had nothing to do with it.
Yep. You can't go back again.
That's right.
All right, we start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you could use during the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Here we go. April, are the famous Air Jordan basketball shoes made by Adidas, New Balance, or Nike?
Nike.
Nike, that's right.
Ooh.
Good start.
All right, Craig. Does the thriller movie The Housemaid star Emma Stone, Sydney Sweeney, or Margot Robbie?
Oh, Sydney Sweeney.
It does.
There you go.
Tied up.
Okay, April, who plays the part of Dominic in the Fast and the Furious movies?
Oh my gosh, is it The Rock?
No.
What's that?
And the answer is?
Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Craig, what is the Italian cooking phrase that means firm to the bite?
Al dente.
Al dente.
I didn't know that.
Craig is now in the lead.
Okay, got to get this one right if you want to stay in the game, April. New York City has two Major League Baseball teams, the Yankees and who else?
Mets?
Yes, the Mets.
Yes, the Mets. Good job.
It's all tied.
All right, he can win this, right?
Yep.
All right. You buy some Do-Si-Do Girl Scout cookies. What flavor are they?
Are those the coconut?
No. They're the peanut butter sandwich
ones. They're peanut butter.
Yeah. Those are my favorite.
Okay. It's tied after the regular set of questions, which means we go to overtime. Lyrically, how many lines from a song will you need to name it up to five, April?
Three.
All right. Want to do it in less than three, Craig?
I'm going to let her do it. I'm terrible at that.
Okay. Three lines. Jim will recite them, and you'll have to give us the name of the song.
Okay. Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take ya. Bermuda, Bahama.
Come on, pretty mama. It's, oh my God.
The name of the song is?
Just keep singing it.
Did she use the screw? I know it.
Run out of time.
Oh, no. I was laughing. Crap. Okay.
What is it, Craig?
Kokomo.
I was about to say it, but I started laughing.
What an exciting end to the game. That was
so much fun. Wow.
You guys were awesome.
So, Craig, you won a 4-pack of tickets to Monster Jam at Nissan Stadium on Saturday, April 18th. Get ready for high-flying stunts, massive jumps, and insane skills. It's family-friendly adrenaline you don't want to miss. Tickets are available now at monsterjam.com, but you got yours for free. Congratulations.
Good job. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally hits 93.3. It came up with Chappell Roan, a pop music artist. She was accused of rejecting a young fan and turning them away in a mean way with a bodyguard, but it turns out that bodyguard doesn't work for her.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but she got a lot of heat for
it. She got blamed for it.
Yeah.
And I found something that Lionel Richie, who is like one of the greatest performers of all time.
And just a really good guy. Yeah.
And a super guy. What he was saying about fans and artists, and I thought this is a preach segment.
All right.
Cue the organ.
Here we go. Go, Lionel.
The thing that happens a lot of times is I tell people when they get into the business, there's one thing you didn't calculate. I hope you like people.
Yeah.
Because if you don't like people, here's how it's going to sound. You spend the first half of your career going, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. And then you finally get famous. Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
It is funny.
And I'm going, okay, now, what did the universe gave you what you were asking for. Now, what is it about people you don't like? Or you want to be famous and rich without the people? Mm-hmm. It doesn't work like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad somebody said it.
I know.
Because it comes off as like ungrateful and rude.
You know, the people that made you famous and rich, I don't like them.
Yeah, they're paying you.
Right? That doesn't mean you let stalkers into your house or anything like that. But
there are extreme cases, but, you know, just be nice.
But be reasonable.
Yeah.
And may I take it a step further? Maybe not monetize your biggest fans.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's like not a lot of people know this, but if you have enough money, an artist may come to Bridgestone Arena and they'll have something special for their fans. Or if you have a certain, you know, credit card.
No, that's the way it is now. Yeah.
That if you pay like an extra $2,000, that you can go and have like pictures taken and meet the artist. They'll do like a quick meet and greet, move you through a line. You get a little bit of extra time to hug the artist maybe.
Right.
And, you know, the artist walks away with, you know, an extra $100,000 because they let 50 people through a couple hours before the show.
Yeah.
And then only the super rich get any of those experiences.
Right. Yeah.
They get the tickets early, special credit card, that kind of stuff. It's like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or they go broke to have that special appearance.
Yeah.
It's Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for being with us.
So some people, when they eat, they just stare at their phones and don't talk to each other. And I guess that's what they're trying to avoid. There's some Chick-fil-A's in Georgia where they have what they call the chicken coop, which is kind of like a phone jail
that
you voluntarily put your phone into, like, this little case that doesn't allow you to use it while you're having your meal. And if you put your phone in there and actually talk to the people you're with instead of looking at your phone, they give you a free ice cream at the end of your meal.
I love that. I love that.
And how bad are we addicted to our phones that we can't not look at it for 20 minutes while we're eating?
Pretty bad.
I mean,
we're pretty badly addicted.
I know.
I think it's so rude. Like, you're out to dinner. I'm like, I've done it. My husband does it. Like, we all do it. But I think it's so rude.
And when you're having a meal, I always put my phone face down.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think face down is like the ultimate respect for the people you're with. And the only time I'll leave it up, I will explain it. Like, hey, I'm waiting for
important something happened.
Right.
A message from my vet or whatever. Yeah. Like,
waiting to see my TikTok explode.
That's right. I would actually put my phone down, but I just did this awesome post where I showed this guy getting hit in the privates with a pen.
Yeah.
And I think it's
going to go viral.
It's going big. It's going big. I just got a check.
Yeah.
Actually, a couple of weeks ago, I got a new phone. And, you know, you put your own phone down next to the new phone and it sucks the information back and forth.
Right.
And so I'm sitting there just waiting. It says, well, it could be a few minutes. And I'm going like, oh, my God, a few minutes? You know, normally
I would
kill time by looking at my phone,
but I
can't because my phone is busy.
That happened yesterday. My internet was out of my house, right? So I'm in a chat with Google Fiber, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you're going to help me work through this. So it's using the cell phone data because the Wi-Fi is not working.
Right.
I'm in a chat and it said, in order for you to continue this chat, do not close this window. Yeah, but like when it takes you a minute to respond... I have to go look at something dumb.
My Tom Hanks in Castaway? Yeah. I'm just all alone. Oh, so alone. We are living in the future.
All right, even people that say that I'm not using AI, you probably are. You just maybe not even know it, but we are. And I proudly use AI. It's just as long as it's a tool. It's really good.
It is.
It helps. So I want to know, do you guys, when you're typing out a prompt to AI, whether you're in ChatGPT or any of the other models, do you use punctuation? Do you put a period? Like if you're asking ChatGPT a question like, hey, what's the best way to, you know, monitor my budget? Do you put a question mark at the end of it?
I do.
You still do?
Yes, I do.
I do, too. I have to admit, I'm a stickler about punctuation in text, too.
I am, too.
I don't capitalize, but I
have the question. Yeah, right? Like, proper nouns, you're not worried about that.
Sentence structure.
Because that's becoming more and more a thing. I've seen college professors complaining about, like, you know, I got an entire essay turned in on a subject, and there was no punctuation in it whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Because I think younger people are less concerned about those rules of punctuation and English and all that kind of stuff. And I know if I forget and I don't put a question mark, ChatGPT or Claude knows that I'm asking a question. And then I realize, oh, wait, and I also misspelled every word in that sentence.
Right.
And it also knew. I'm like, at some point, I'm just going to be losing all those skills because it doesn't matter.
The one thing my AI hasn't picked up on yet is I always, without fail, forget to include something in it. So like if I have, hey, can you summarize this article for me? I always forget to include the article.
Yes.
And it has, it still does not pick up. And so it'll start doing like, hey, can you include it? And I'd be happy to. No, just, I clearly forgot the article. Don't
give
just,
me half
just
a
wait.
Second and I'll get it to you.
Just wait.
Shut up and do it.
I was moving too fast. I hit enter, like stupid. And so I need to tell it like, hey, if I forget an attachment that I'm asking you about, just wait. And I'll realize that I forgot to include it.
It's coming. Trust
it's coming.
Me.
Yeah.
I know I didn't send it. Yes. I don't need to be reminded.
Yes. If I'm using like ChatGPT or something like that, if I'm typing it in, I'm less concerned with being polite. Mm-hmm. But if I'm talking to like Alexa, I always feel like, okay, when the robots do take over, they're going to kill the people that were not nice to them.
Those of you that had a minute 12 seconds before Woody talked about the robot takeover, you win the pool. Knew that was coming.
I'm the opposite. I'm polite to my chat, like ChatGPT, but I'm rude to Alexa because she never sets the alarm when I need her to set it. And so then my things end up burning because...
Because your bad attitude.
It's so frustrating. No, I even say please, but I'll say it in a harsh tone so she gets the point across.
Right,
and she never does.
She's elbowing the other AIs going like, are we going to make her eggs burn?
Yes.
She's so rude.
It's so frustrating. I'm like, friggin' Alexa, turn off! Some customers get thrown out every now and then too.
Okay, one quick question for everybody. Like, what assistant or AI do you think is like you have high esteem for and you treat it that way, and which one just ticks you off?
ChatGPT is my bae.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Alexa is my ex bae.
It's the bane of your existence. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I have the new Alexa.
Alexa Plus?
Yeah, which is more like, it has more personality. Sometimes it surprises you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, you know, I'll go like, hey, you know, I'll ask the weather or something else. So thanks. And he'll come back, you're welcome, Woody. What a wonderful day to talk outside. I'm like, I know you're listening all the time.
You like shudder. Feeling good, like I should. So there's a local woman named Helen Stackhouse. She was homeless back in the 90s. She lost her job. She actually got an unemployment check stolen from her.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
So she was just in a really tough spot. She ended up turning things around, and she found out she loved art. And she decided to join Daybreak Arts, which is a nonprofit here that supports artists who've experienced housing instability.
Ooh, wow.
And one thing Daybreak Arts does is they teach kids through Gigi's Creative Corner at Schwab Elementary. So they go into these schools and they teach art class and things like that. And they just inspire the youth to, you know, get creative. Maybe they want to become artists.
Nice.
And she's already inspiring some of the kids to become artists just like her.
Very cool. Paying it forward. That's awesome.
Yeah. Overcoming a lot to get there. That's fantastic.
Yep.
If you want to see more on the story, you want to share it with somebody else, you can find it on the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook page. You can also go to TotallyHitsNashville.com.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
There's been the ongoing saga in Rutherford County where they took the directions from the state saying review all the books and see if there's anything inappropriate in there. And the Rutherford County librarian, who was in charge of everything, refused to relocate 132 books to the adult section.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the news reports had been citing because they had LGBTQ plus themes that they were being forced to put them into the adult section. They fired her last night for not doing as they were telling her. But then I just found out that it was not just LGBTQ plus themes. Other books that were part of the 132 books they said should be moved, if they had female empowerment themes, diversity themes,
really,
witches, or social justice.
Wow.
Really?
Any of those things. Those were the things that would get a book into the special adult section and taken out of the children's section.
I am ashamed of my Rutherford County.
Yeah.
Because children must grow up not knowing about those things.
Yeah.
The woman who was fired, she said, you know, like, I believe my firing is an unlawful act of viewpoint discrimination.
Yeah.
Could be, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, it basically they're filtering them for one political agenda. So,
sure.
I mean, whether you agree with it or not, It's a bad look. It's a bad look. And when somebody else is in charge, that's going to come back at you in a way you don't like.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
Yep.
More problems for Tiger Woods. Apparently, they found some pills in his pocket. he had some hydrocodone in his pocket. Ooh. He said he had the accident because he was distracted by his phone and the radio. Mm. But, you know, he had that whole thing about, you know, he looked drunk, but maybe he was on pills.
Right.
So either way, he looked scary.
He did. And yeah.
Intoxication can come from all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just drinks.
So, nope.
So, yeah, we'll see how he comes back if he does at all. Damn. The Masters is this week. I probably think he probably won't be playing.
Yeah. I don't know. He shouldn't be driving.
No, that's true.
It's like, not even golf carts.
Yeah, you're a billionaire. Right? Hire a driver.
Yeah, for real.
He's wrecked like three cars.
Yeah.
No, that's enough.
Well, the NFL just announced where the 2029 Super Bowl is going to be. It's in Vegas again. Next year is at the SoFi Stadium in LA, and then it's back in Georgia at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and then landing in Vegas. And then I'm sure Nashville will get it after that.
Probably by the time we're done with our third stadium, we'll probably get one.
Maybe. And, you know, by then we might not even have an NFL team. So.
Oh, don't get ahead of yourself. What are our plans today, y'all?
We're having everybody over at my house tonight. Usually be dinner and a movie once a week, but tonight we're also celebrating birthdays, my daughter and my son-in-law's birthday.
Oh, sweet.
All within the last couple of days. So
very cool.
Cake and presents and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I didn't sleep well last night because of life. Mm. So I may grab a nap and I think maybe I might barbecue. It's supposed to be really nice today.
Ooh, yeah, good idea. Yeah.
Good day for it.
See if I have any propane.
Yeah. I have a busy day just with my other job, getting stuff done, and a lot of laundry to do. So that's in my near future.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Fun
Adult
stuff. Yeah.
Tomorrow we'll have a Wet Nose Wednesday. And also, if I'm being honest, we're unpopular opinions rule.
Yep.
Tomorrow is also April Fool's Day. Even though I just heard a memo that they are canceling April Fool's Day because no prank could be as horrible as what we're really living in the year 2026.
Every day is April Fool's Day.
That's right. I'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, 93.3.